Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Zayin. We left off on daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. We're at Tanur Rabbanan at the two dots on daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss the days leading up to Matan Torah. What happened in the days leading up to Matan Torah, and the various conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. We're also going to talk about the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaito, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to do on his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yado. And we're going to talk about what Yom HaShlishi refers to in the context of Matan Torah and the exact conversation that took place in the days leading up to Matan Torah. The Gemara is also going to talk about which elements of Shabbos we got at Mara and which elements of Shabbos waited until Matan Torah, if any of them. And we're going to try to work out the dates of Matan Torah according to each Shita based on when the date of Yetzias Mitzrayim was. And really, the majority of the daf is bringing rayas in the machlokas whether Shabbos, whether Matan Torah was on the sixth day of Sivan or seventh day of Sivan, a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and all the way through into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a total of 9 rayas that we bring as far as the date of Matan Torah. So today's shir is sponsored, first of all, the Ilui Nishmas Harav Dr. Lam Zichrono Levracha by appreciative and proud Talmidim of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zev and Chava Lerner in commemoration of the first yard site of Chava's grandfather, Rabbi Sam Bramson, Rav Shmuel Halevi Ben Noach Hellman of Silver Spring, Maryland, a true Ben Toro who loved learning and teaching the Daf Yomi, as in the Shama Shav and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored in honor of Ephraim Friedman's birthday from his favorite brothers-in-law, and also anonymously for a Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Avram Landisman of Silver Spring, Maryland, who's in the ICU. Avram Ben Suri should have a Refuah Shleima B'Karov. So we are holding again, as we said, on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. We are at the two dots at Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that explains the machlokas that we've already mentioned as far as when Matan Torah was and the sequence of events leading up to Matan Torah. So Tanur Rabbanan B'Shishi B'Chodesh Shinu Aseres Hadibros LiYisrael Rabbi Yossi Yomer B'Shivabo. There it is. That's the machlokas. Tanakama says that on the sixth day of Sivan, we got the Torah, we got the Aseres Hadibros. The Gemara has the Girsa of Aseres Hadibros, and the Gemara in Yuman Dav Dalid, the Girsa is Nitna Torah, but the two mean the same thing, because as Rav Sadigon points out, all of Torah is encapsulated within the Aseres Hadibros, so sometimes the Gemara will use the expression Aseres Hadibros, but they are sort of headings to the entirety of Torah, right? It's a mistranslation in English when people call the Aseres Hadibros the Ten Commandments. It's not Ten Commandments. By none of the Monei HaMitzvos count is it Ten Commandments. It's more than Ten Commandments, more than Ten Mitzvos, but it's Aseres Hadibros. It is ten headings to all of the rest of the Mitzvos. And Rabbi Yossi says, B'Shivabo, Rabbi Yossi says that it was on the seventh day of Sivan that we received the Torah. So normally we wouldn't have such a debate. The Gemara would normally have a question when we debate something about history, Maida Hava Hava, that there's no practical nafkamina in knowing what actually happened on a given date or what was historically, because what difference does it make la halacha? We reserve our debates in Shas for matters of halacha and matters of hashkafa, but not to just discuss and debate matters of history. But over here in Chapsinav Kamina, as far as the dinim of Paleta Shechvazara, as we just went through in yesterday's daf, how many onos do you need to have in order for us to no longer be concerned of Paleta Shechvazara? And therefore it's a worthwhile debate to have and a worthwhile machlokas to bring many, many rayas, as we're going to do throughout the daf today. So Amar Rav, Tukuli Alma Rosh Chodesh Asu L'Midbar Sinai. Everyone agrees that it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan when we arrived at Midbar Sinai. How do I know that? Because Ksiv Hacha, it says about Kabbalah Sator, B'Yom HaZeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai, Ksiv Hasam, and it says by the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. So the word HaZeh that's used in both contexts tells us a Gezeirah Shava. Malalan Rosh Chodesh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh, when he said HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, because HaZeh always means to be Mora Be'etzba, that he was able to point with a finger, so he says, you see the new moon, and he was able to point to it directly. So Afkan Rosh Chodesh, so too, over here it's Rosh Chodesh that we arrived in Midbar Sinai. And not only that, Udukuli Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah LiYisrael, everyone agrees that the Torah was given to the Jewish people on Shabbos, because Ksiv Hacha, it says by the Aseres HaDibros, by Matan Torah, Zachar's Yom Shas Shabbos Lekat Jok Sivhasam Vayomer Moshe Elam Zacharis Hayom Azeh. The pasuk continues Asher Yitzasam in Mitzrayim by Yitzias Mitzrayim. It also says Zachar. So from the fact that it says Zachar in both contexts, Malalon, just like over there by the Zechiras Bitzumo Shel Yom, that it's on that day that we have to be Zocher the Yom Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we were told that on the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avkan Bitzumo Shel Yom. So to over here, we're commanded about Shabbos on that day, on the day of Shabbos itself. So we see from the fact that it's Bitzumo Shel Yom that the Torah must have been given on Shabbos. There is deep meaning to the fact that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Maharal Miprag writes in Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Chav Zayin that the Torah was given on Shabbos because it is a day of achieving, it is a day that is mesugal to achieve great bracha from the Elyonim to the Tachtonim. The Torah says, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi, and therefore the Torah, which comes from the Elyonim Litachtonim, where we were, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're seeing tomorrow's daf, was able to sort of wrestle it away from the Malachim. That's the ultimate bracha. Ein lecha yos min haTorah shekula bracha, says the Maral. That's the ultimate bracha. So it makes the most sense that it will be given on Shabbos. Furthermore, Shabbos is kodesh and is more separate from the world of Gashmi. There is no malacha on Shabbos, so we should get the Torah, which is a limud that is mufshat min haGashmi, that is totally removed from the world of Gashmi. And Shabbos is Hashlamas Ha'olam, it's the completion of the entire world. So the Torah, which is also the Hashlama of the entire world, is given on Shabbos. And that's why there's a particular inyan of learning Torah on Shabbos. The Torah writes in Siman Reish Sadi, in the name of a Medrash, that the Torah came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complained that when Klal Yisrael is going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Zeh Olech L'Karmo, Zeh L'Sadeh, Uvani Matei Alai, everyone's going to go and do work, this one's going to work in his vineyard and this one in his field. What's going to be with me? What's going to be with the Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a ben zug for you that I'm mezaveg you with. I have a shidduch for you. V'shabbos shemo. And don't worry, it's going to be Shabbos. And they're going to be batal mimelachlon v'yicholun lasot bach. And they're going to be able to engage in you. So you see that connection between Shabbos and limud haTorah, and Shabbos was the day of nesinas haTorah. So those two things, everyone agrees apparently, that we arrived Barosh Chodesh at Midbar Sinai, and on Shabbos the Torah was given. Ki pligi b'kivya diarcha. What they're arguing about was what day was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rabbi Yosef b'chad b'shaba ikva yarcha. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, and b'chad b'shaba lomru lomidi. And therefore, what happened was on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu did not say anything in the name of Hashem to Klal Yisrael mishum chol shadurcha, because we were still exhausted from the travels. Trei b'shaba became Monday. Moshe Rabbeinu got up early, went up to the mountain, went up to Hashem. Hashem told him certain instructions to give to Klal Yisrael. He came back down on that very day. So Amr Lahu, Vatem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu then told them in the name of Hashem that Hashem has instructed them to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And then Betlasa, then on Tuesday, Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, and he again returned Amr Lahu Mitzvah Hagbalah, and he told them the mitzvah of Hagbalah, the mitzvah of not going on the mountain. And then Ba'arba'a on Wednesday, he went up early again, and he received the mitzvah to be Poresh Mina Isha, to be part of that all the men and women should separate from each other, and then of the Prisha, and then he came down that day, and they did a Prisha. The mitzvah of Hagbalah is the mitzvah of Igbalta Esam Saviv, Leimor Yishom Lechem Alos Bahar, that they were told that they were not allowed to go up on Har Sinai. So even though the mitzvah of Hagbalah in the Torah is only recorded after the mitzvah of Prisha, Rashi points out, and the mitzvah of Prisha was on Yom Ravi, but it was already given to Moshe on Yom HaShlishi. That's what the Gemara's great chiddush over here is, that even though in the way it's recorded in the Torah, it seems to be in the reverse, it was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom HaShlishi, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Yom Revi'i, he told them to be mekabel the mitzvah of Hagbalah, which they were already commanded in the previous day. I think one of the Ger Rebbe's has a vart, where he says that, you know, the Medrash tells us that Moshe, that Baruch Hu came around to all the other nations, nations and offered them the Torah, and they each said Maksivba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the most challenging thing they could ever have, that for their, given their tchunas and nefesh, given their own characteristics, that for this one it was Lo Sirtzach, and for this one it was Lo Sinaf, and for this one it was Lo Signav, and they couldn't manage it. So the Kasha is asked by many of the Achronim, Klal Yisrael is rewarded, as we learn tomorrow's daf, because we said Nasa V'Nishma, we didn't say Maksivba. What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have said if we would have said Maksivba? I was once by Rav Matziel Salman, he asked this Kasha, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have said if we would have said Maksivba? So Matziel Salman thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said Lashon Hara, that we would have said, no way, we can't handle Lashon Hara. But one of the Ger Rebbe says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give us the greatest challenge a Jew could ever face. He told us a mitzvah of Hagbala, that you're only allowed here and you're not allowed to go further, that you're not allowed to look. What's going on over there? That's what a Jew does. A Jew is always looking, he's always interested in what he's not allowed to see. He always wants to go a little bit beyond. So to make a boundary, that the Jews will recognize boundaries, that was the biggest challenge for the Jewish people, and we were able to overcome it. That was the mitzvah of Hagbala. I forgot which of the Ger Rebbe's, but one of the Ger Rebbe's says such a vart. Okay, Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan hold that betray b'shabba ikve yarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, who betray b'shabba lo amr lo midi, and mishum chol shodorcha, and on Monday we didn't get any instructions because we were weak from traveling. B'tlasa, and on Tuesday, amr lo v'atem tiyuli, that's when they got v'atem tiyuli memlech z'chani v'gay kadosh bar ba'a, and then on Yom Revi b'shabbos, amr lo mitzvah agbala, we got the mitzvah agbala, and b'chamisha avud prisha, and it was only on Thursday that we did prisha from the nashim. So meisvei, so they ask that v'kidashem ayomu macher, that it says by the mitzvah prisha v'kidashem ayomu macher. That sounds like the rabbanon that it was b'chamishi b'shabbos we were in itzavet to be porish mini isha. So it was that day plus on Friday, and then on Shabbos the Torah was given. Kasha l'Rabbi Yossi, isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yossi who said that it was on revi'i chamishi and shishi? So amalach Rabbi Yossi yom echad osav Moshe midaito. The tzivoy was only for those 2 days. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day midato. So that takes us a little bit onto a tangent now. Says, well, really? Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to add things on his own? Yeah, d'tanya, we have a b'risa. Shlosha dvarim osav Moshe midaito. V'iskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Moshe Rabbeinu added 3 things midaito, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to him. Hosef yom echad midaito. First of all, he added 1 other day of prisha prior to Matan Torah, Upirish Mini Isha, and he himself decided to separate from his wife, that he never, after Matan Torah, he never went back to his wife, Vishibres Haluchos, and that he broke the Luchos. So says Mar Hosef Yom Echad Midaito, that he was Mosef one day, how do I know? My Darish, what was his drasha? How did he know that he was allowed to do that? Because the Pasuk says, Hayom Umachar. So Hayom Kimachar, he darshin that Hayom should be just like Machar. Mal Machar Leilo Imo, just like the Machar included the night that was prior to it. Avhayom lelo imo. So today, the first day of prisha, should also have to include the night that precedes the prisha. V'laylo de'idna nafkale. But it was too late to already include the previous night because the previous night had already gone. So if it was going to include lelo imo, he needed another day. So shemamina treyomi levar me'idna. So it must be that it's 2 days plus Ha'idna, plus the day that he was talking on. Ominol and this HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Yadu. How do I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with what he said? Telo shar yishchina ad safra t'shabata. Because the Shechina was not shorah until the Shabbos morning. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show up until Shabbos, so then it must be that's the raya, that the fact that the Shechina didn't show up till Shabbos is the raya that the Moshe Rabbeinu was correct. Someone just texted me in the chat over here that the Vard I said in the name of one of the Ger Rebbe's from Hashem Yishmuel, page 275 in Shemos, that Jews have a longing to get close to Hashem and were most challenged with Hagbalah. Okay, so maybe it wasn't one of the Ger Rebbe's, or maybe they were both Mechavin to the same idea, but that's the Mara Malkum. Hashem Yishmuel, page 275. Thank you very much. Then, Upirish Mina Isha, the second thing that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Poresh Mina Isha, my Darish, so Nasa Kavachomer Ba'atzmo. So Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, being Poresh Mina Isha, had he know he's allowed to do that. He made a kal v'chomer. Amar uma Yisrael shelo dibur shchina iman el shal achas v'kavah lehen zman amra Torah v'yinuchonim al tikshu, that if Klal Yisrael, who are only going to have a moment of gilui shchina, a moment of speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a specific time that it was set for, and they were told al tikshu elisha, sa anisha kol shav v'shar shchina medaberesim yivenu kaveh el zman. So the shchina is constantly talking to me, and there is no zman kavua that the shchina talks to me. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so, I have to be poresh, that because I always have to be prepared, I always have to be tar. If Klal Yisrael has to prepare themselves with such tahara, so I always have to be prepared with such tahara, because the shchina could come at any time. The Rishonim raised the question that lechora kal v'chomer is not a great kal v'chomer, because the whole reason that there was a tzivui of prisha for Klal Yisrael was so that the women would not be polet shech v'zera. That was the entire daf yesterday. But for the tahara of the men, it wasn't such a big deal. The tumas keri, they could just go to the mikvah right before Kabbalah Satorah, because apparently being a tevul yom, ru'uyali nasein, the Torah could have been given to tevul yom, so being a tevul yom would not have been a problem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is a man, so what would be the problem if the Shechina wasn't medaberes with Tzipora at every single moment? It was with Moshe Rabbeinu at every single moment. So in the Chidushim on Yuchasim L'Ran, he quotes from the Ra'ah that Moshe darshened the psukim he darshened the mashmos of the pasuk v'ayunuchonim, that it sounds like the prisha of 3 days was also an inyan of Tosefes Tara for the Zecharim as well. That it wasn't, sounds like the Pesukim weren't only talking to the women. So even though primarily it was about the Tumah of Pleita Shech Vazera, but apparently there was this additional Kedusha Tara for the men as well. Tosus has a different kasha. Tosus says that how can you learn from such a Kal V'chomer? Because it could be that it was Dafka because it was Kavua Lehem Zman for the rest of Klal Yisrael, and they knew exactly when the Shechina was going to be there, that they had to be Betara. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was always a Safek. He never knew. So maybe for a Safek, you don't have to prepare yourself. For a Vadai, where you're going to have a sense of the Shechina and Kabbalah Satorah, so that you need to prepare yourself. So it's also said, no, for Bnei Yisrael, it was also a Safek, because it could be that none of the women would be Paleta Shech Vazera, and therefore they would all be Taharim anyway, without being Poresh. Meaning, Paleta Shech Vazera is not an automatic, it's only if Vazera actually comes out of their bodies, at least on the Daraisa level. So the women didn't know for sure that they were going to be Paleta to Shech Vazera, and still they had to be Paresh from Isha. So that was also a Suffolk that Balei Tosfos point out. Okay, Uminolam Dismay Kodesh Baruch Hu Yado, how do I know that Hashem agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, his Kal V'chomer, to be Paresh Mina Isha, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, after Matan Torah, Lecha Mar Lehem Shuvu Lachem La'alechem, that the Jewish people were commanded to go back to their wives, right? And they had the mitzvah of Puravu to do that. Up until that point, they had to be separate, but now they were supposed to go back, and they were supposed to be together with their wives. Uksiv Basrei, and it says right after that, Va'ata Po Amori Madi. Ba'Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, no, you stay with me. You don't go back to your ohel. Ve'ista Amri, and some learn from the fact that some learn that Ha'Kodesh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu from Peh El Peh Adaber Bo, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was criticized by his siblings for leaving his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu's defense, and he says, do you know who you're talking about over here? Peh El Peh Adaber Bo, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu defend him if he was wrong? So Elamai, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yada, that Moshe Rabbeinu was correct, and that's why he emphasizes that Peh El Peh Adaber Bo. And then Shibaras HaLuchos, Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to break the Luchos. My Darish, what was the drasha that he made to break the Luchos? Amar Uma Pesach Shuach Mitaryag Mitzvos. If Karm Pesach, which is only one of the 613 Mitzvos, Amra Tar V'chol B'necha Lo Yochal Bo, the Torah tells us that a Mumar Laval Dezara is not allowed to eat from Karm Pesach. Sa Toru Kulakan. I have the entirety of Torah over here. And again, as we pointed out, he had the Luchos, he had the Aser Sedibros. For Rav Saadi Gaon points out that all of the Mitzvos HaTorah Tuluyos in the Aser Sedibros. All parts of Torah, all the dinim of the Torah are based in the Aser Sedibros. The Yisrael Mumarim and Klal Yisrael are a bunch of Mumarim right now because they're being over the Egel, so they're worshipping the Egel. So Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so that they're not ready to receive the Torah, and therefore I shouldn't give it to them. Uminol, and this is my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yadu, how do I know Hashem agreed? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Asher Shibarta, right? That Haluchos Rishonim Asher Shibarta. V'amreish Lakish, Yiyash Kochacha Shibarta, that you you gave him a yasher koyach for breaking the luchos. So apparently it was the correct thing to do. The Rishonim raised the kasha that all three things that Moshe Rabbeinu was Asamidaito, supposedly he did this on his own, but he had a drasha for all of them. So if he had a drasha for all of them, who gave him the ability to get to say drashas, right? It's the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. That's the Torah Shebal Peh, that he gave to Klal Yisrael the ability to decode the Torah Shebichsav. So isn't that called that it's a Sivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can you call that Asamidaito if there was an actual drasha that he was able to make from all of them? So Tosus points out that they were aren't real drushas, because the Kal V'chomer, the Kal V'chomers that we have over here aren't real Kal V'chomers, because Hayom is Mashma Hayom Mamish, and not another day, and you can't compare the Aseres HaDibros to everything else that Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with Moshe Rabbeinu, and you can't say that he compared him, that because he commanded him once to be Mevatel Mipuri V'rivya, that it's the same thing as being Mevatel forever from Puruvu, and the fact that the Mumar is Aser B'Pesach, that's a carbon, you can't learn from there that you don't give mitzvos and Torah. Adraba, the more a person needs it, the more Torah will be machzirasam lemutav. So it's one thing to say a mumar is disqualified from eating a particular karban, but to say you're going to withhold Torah and mitzvos from somebody because they're unworthy of Torah and mitzvos, no, adraba, because they're unworthy, that's why they need it. That's the proper hashkafa. There's no like a moral prerequisite to for a Jew to be able to be encouraged to do mitzvos. You don't say, no, you're not ready for mitzvos yet because you've done bad things. Now, adraba, they're supposed to do tshuva, and the way to do tshuva is through learning Torah and through doing mitzvos. So the drushas are not perfect drushas, Rishonim say, and therefore it's considered to be that he did midaito, even though it's based on the Gemara identifies all of these all of these drushas. The other kasha that the Rishonim ask is, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu had this Kal V'chomer to learn that he should break the luchos. What was the Kal V'chomer? That if they can't even handle, if they're not even allowed to have Korban Pesach because they're a mumar l'avodah zara, so for sure they can't have Kala Torah Kula. Well, wait a second. That would explain why you shouldn't give them the luchos. But how does that explain why you're allowed to break the luchos, to smash the luchos? So that's a challenging question. Where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make that leap? Maybe that was the midaito that he added. That was beyond the basic drasha. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring many, many rayas, 9 rayas in the back in this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, as far as what the date of Matan Torah was, whether it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. In fact, the Magen Avram writes in the Psicha to Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, at the very beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, he says he doesn't understand how it could be that in our Tfilos on Shavuos we call it Yom Matan Torah Seinu La Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that B'Zayin Sivan the Torah was given, and based on the luach, the way we have it, based on the calendar, the way we have it, Shavuos is always celebrated on Vav Sivan. So it is in fact not Yom Matan Torah Seinu, Magen Avram points out. And the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Parakei Halacha Yudalev, seems to pass like the Chachamim. So then you could say that our minhag is based on the Rambam, but it doesn't seem that we paskin that way. The Torah doesn't seem to paskin that way. So the Torah writes that we call the Shabbos before Pesach Shabbos HaGadol because a Nes Gadol happened, because Pesach Mitzrayim we had to take on Asiri L'Chodesh Nisan, because that's what the Torah tells us. And on Pesach, the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim was on Thursday, was on Yom Chamishi. So Yud Nisan turned out to be Shabbos. So that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So that right there is a Pesach like Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to see in our Gemara, against the Sheet of the Rabbanan. So how can we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu? So Magen Avraham quotes from the Ramami Panu that the Torah was Koveya a Zecher to Yom Tov Sheni. Since Matan Torah happened in Chutz La'aretz, so we're celebrating an event of Chutz La'aretz, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to celebrate Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mosif Yom Echon Midaito, so that's why we dafka have it off by a day. Okay, but others suggest, Rav Shturmbach writes in Ma'ad Muzmanim in Chelek Dalid, that it seems that really Shavuos is Man Matan Torah and not Zman Kabbalah HaTorah, that we were Mekabal the Torah on Zayin Sivan, or Kodesh Baruch Hu was ready on Vav Sivan, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Yom Echon Midaito, and that's what got us to Zayin Sivan, and that's why we emphasize that it's Yom Matan Torah Seinu, not Yom Kabbalas Torasenu. The day of the Kabbalas HaTorah was in fact the next day, and maybe that's why that's the answer to the kasha of the Magen Avram. So that's the also the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that even though we hear laning each week in shul, we should be zochet to hear that again. Nevertheless, every single week we reach Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum. So the Gemara tells us Maseches Brachos and Daf Ches. So they quote from the author of the Rokeach that the reason it's Shnayim Mikra ve'echad Targum is based on our sugya that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah Yisrael to prepare themselves 2 days before Matan Torah v'kidashtem hayom u'machar. So that's Shnayim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was most of Yomecha Midaito. So that's a Yunuchanim l'shloshes Yamim. So we have Shnayim Mikra corresponding to the 2 days that Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and then Echad Targum corresponding to the Yom Echad that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hosef Midaita. Okay, so let's get into all of these rayas now. So Tashema, raya number one as far as this machlokas is concerned. The pasuk says, so it sounds like there were only 2 days of Prisha before the day of Matan Torah. Kasha the Rabbi Yossi, that seems against Rabbi Yossi. So Amrina and Yom Echad also Moshe Midaita. No, we already answered that. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, so it actually came a day later. Tashma, raya number two. Shlishi, shlishi b'chodesh, vishlishi b'shabbos. When it says Yom HaShlishi, it happened to have been the third day of Sivan and also the third day of the week. So it turns out that Rosh Chodesh was the first day of the week, and the Yemei HaPrisha were on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then on the seventh day of the month, the Torah was given. Kasha the Rabbanan, that seems against the Rabbanan. Samilach Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan will say, who's the one that said that Braisa? That Braisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, but we're authorized to disagree with Rabbi Yossi. So Shlishi Lemai, so says the Gemara, the Yom HaShlishi that we discuss. So what is it Shlishi to? From the Lashon, the Braisa, it sounds like it's talking about B'Yom HaShlishi, and that's what we say, that's aside from the fact that it was Shlishi L'Chodesh Ula Shabbos, L'Chedetanya. So we explain it based on the following Braisa. V'yashav Moshe Stivrei Amel Hashem Uksiv, Pasuk on the one hand says V'yashav Moshe Stivrei Amel Hashem Uksiv, and the Pasuk after it says V'yagin Moshe Stivrei Amel Hashem. So Ma Amel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, what did Hashem tell Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael after he brought back the Divrei Ha'am? Uma Amar Le Moshe Yisrael, and what did Moshe say to Klal Yisrael in the name of Hashem that they were commanded to do? Uma Amar Yisrael Moshe, and what did the Jewish people say back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ma Heishem Moshe Levnei HaGevura, and what did Moshe Rabbeinu then bring back to as a report to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael said? So answer Gemara, Zu Mitzvah Hagbala, that is the Mitzvah of Hagbala that Hashem told Moshe to tell the Jewish people the mitzvah of Hagbala, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to bring back that they had accepted it. Div Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says no, b'tchila pirish onsha, that initially when they came to Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them the onesh of the Torah, that if someone is mitzuva to observe the Torah and doesn't do it, that there's a terrible onesh. D'chsiv ha'yashav Moshe, dvarim shemeshabavin daito shel adam, that it means something that causes a person, that might cause a person some pause before accepting the Torah. That, whoa, this is risky. If I don't observe this properly, now that I'm going to be mitzuva in it, it's going to be a serious punishment. Ulebasov pirish Matan Schara. But then he started telling them the schar for those who are mekayim the Torah, mitzuvah v'yose, the great schar that's reserved for a mitzuvah v'yose. Tichsiv v'yagin Moshe dvarim shemoshchu nibo shel adam ka'agoda. V'yagid is a lashon that's like agoda, that it's something that pulls at a person's heart, like learning agadata makes a person very interested. So Gemara brings another shita though. V'yikada amri b'tchila perish matan schara. No, first he told them the great schar. Tichsiv v'yashav Moshe dvarim shemesh Meshivin Daito Shaladim. Vayashav means that which is Meshivin Daito Shaladim, which calms a person down. Ul B'sof Pirishoncha, and then only afterwards he told them of the Onesh. Tichsiv Vayagid Moshe Zorim Shekashal Madim Kigidin. Vayagid is a lashon of Gidin, something that's hard to digest, like Gidin. So the Gemara is telling us that Yom HaShlishi, that's mentioned in the previous Braisa, was the Shlishi to these Dvarim, that already on Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu started to speak to Klal Yisrael, to be Moshech Libam of Klal Yisrael, to get them in the mind frame of Kabbalah Satorah, and to tell them the Onesh and the Schar, or the Schar and the Onesh, depending which day you go with. And the Braisa says that on the Yom HaShlishi to that conversation, it also happened to have been Shlishi B'Chodesh and Shlishi B'Shabbos. So it was a Shlishi Tlisa'a. It was Shlishi in three senses. It was Tuesday, it was the third day of the month, and it was the third day from when that conversation began. began where Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing them for Kabbalah HaTorah. Now a third raya in this machlokas, whether Kabbalah HaTorah was on Vav or Zayin, Sivan Tashma, Shishi b'chodesh, Shishi b'shabbos. When we say that was Yom HaShishi, it was both the sixth day of the week and the sixth day of the month. So Kasha the Rabbanan, isn't that a Kasha on the Rabbanan? So Anami Rabbi Yosi. No, that's also assuming like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, meaning everyone assumes the Torah was given on Shabbos. So if the sixth day of the month happened to have been a Friday, so obviously the Torah was then given on the seventh day of the month. That's a Kasha on the Rabbanan, who say that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So it says, well, yeah, but that price is going like Rabbi Yosi. Shishi the Mai. So ask the Gemara, the Shishi that the Brisa talks about, what does it mean? Shishi of what? Rava or Melechani Yasan. That it's the sixth day from when Klal Yisrael encamped in Midbar Sinai. Ravach Bar Yaakov Amar Lemasa'an. From the time that they traveled from Rafidim. Because on that day they traveled to Midbar Sinai. The Kamiflgi Bir Shabbos Demara. And the Machlokas is, they're arguing on what part of Shabbos did we already receive at Mara. Meaning which parts of the mitzvah of Shabbos did we already receive at Mara prior to Matan Torah. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in the Aseret HaDibros, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. In the second Seder HaDibros, in Parshas Veschanan, it says, Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. You should observe Shabbos as you've already been commanded. V'amri D'amrav, Kasher Tzivcha B'mara. What do we mean we've already been commanded? When were we commanded? In Mara, because by Mara it says, Shom Samlo Choku Mishpat, that we were commanded in several mitzvos at Mara, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin enumerates the mitzvos that we were given at Mara, and one of them was Shabbos. So the Torah is referring back to that. So Mar Sava Rava holds a Shabbos Ifkud at Tchum and Lo Ifkud, that we were given Shabbos, the Malachos of Shabbos at Mara, but not yet Tchumen. The Yisr Malacha we were given, but Tchumen we were not yet given until the Torah was given. The Yisr Tchumen, to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos, is separate from the Yisr of Malachos of Shabbos, and there's a Machlokas Tanaim in Masechta Sota, whether Tchumen are a Din Dal Raisa, or Tchumen are only a Din Midrabanan. Whichever way, our Gemara is not necessarily taking a stand. This could just all be an asmachta. But the point is that we were not yet given tchumen, and therefore we were allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos prior to Matan Torah. So when we traveled from Rafidim, we could have actually done that traveling on Shabbos, because that was still mutter for us to do. We were still allowed to travel on Shabbos. Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, but in order to travel, we had to take apart our tents. So isn't that a violation of the Melacha of Soser? And we were already given malachas of Shabbos. So says Bnei Yeshua, Shnaim Shasu'uha. We got some help doing each of the malachas, so then it's only a din midrabanan. Yeah, there are ways. You did with the shinoi. We did with our elbows or something. You could always come up with a way to knock something down to a din midrabanan. So Mar Savar and Ravacha holds, Atchumen Nami Yifkud. That even on Tchumen we were commanded in Mara, and therefore we weren't allowed to travel on Shabbos, and therefore we left Rufidim only on Sunday, and that day we came to our Sinai. So that day was the first day of our travels as well, not just the first day that we arrived at our Sinai. Okay, Tashma, Raya number 4 in this Machlokas. Nisan Shebo Yotzi Yisomni Mitzrayim Barba Asar Shachtu Pischeim B'chamisha Asar Yotzu La'erv Laku B'choros. That the Nisan we left Mitzrayim, the 14th day we Shechter Karm Pesach, 15th day of Nisan we left Mitzrayim, and that evening was Makas B'choros. Says the Gemara, what? La'erv Salgadaitach? The evening after we left Mitzrayim was Makas B'choros? That throws a big monkey wrench into the entire story, the way we've learned it our entire lives. No, Elmi be'erev laku b'charos. Our teachers were correct. It was already from the previous evening that Makas b'charos happened. Vos hayom chamishi b'shabbos haya, and 15th day of Nisan was on a Thursday. Midachameser b'nisan chamishi b'shabbos. From the fact that the 15th of Nisan was on a Thursday, reish yarcha de'ir shabbata. Then it calculates that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Shabbos. Reish yarcha de'sivan chad b'shabbos, and then it calculates Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday, because Chodesh Nisan is always Malay, it's always 30 days, Iyar is always Chaser, it's always 29 days, and the months always go, let's say Rugen, they always go one Malay, one Chaser, so Reish Yachad Sivan was Chad B'Shabbos, and Kashu the Rabbanan, that's a Kashu on the Rabbanan, who said that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday, so Amri Lach Rabbanan, Iyar Di Yishata Iburei Abrua. You have to say, Iyar of that year was Chodesh Me'ubar, was 30 days, so Rosh Chodesh Sivan Taka fell out on a Monday. Tashma says Gemara Raya number 5 from the Seifa of the Braisa. Delo Abruha, that they were not Ma'aber Iyar, because it says Nisan Shabo Yatsu Yisomim Shayim Bar Ba'as or Shachtu Pischeim. On the 14th day of Nisan, they Shachtu the Karm Pesach, Ba'chemisha Asa Yatsu. On the 15th day, they left Mitzrayim. Ula Erev Laku Becharos, and in the evening was Makas Becharos, La Erev Salgadaiduch. The following evening, Eleima Mi Be'erev Laku Becharos. Already the previous evening was Makas Becharos. And that day was on a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan, the Nisan was completed, meaning it was Malay. The Ira Iyar Lios B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar therefore came out on Shabbos. Chaser Iyar, so it says explicitly, Iyar was not Malay, Iyar was Chaser. The Ira Sivan Lios Pechad B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday. So Kasha the Rabbanan, that's a major Kasha on the Rabbanan, who say that Rosh Chodesh Sivan had to have been on a Monday because we received the Torah on Shabbos, which was Vav Sivan. Says Mara Hamani, Rabbi Yossi, you're right, that price is going like Rabbi Yossi, who assumes that we received the Torah on Shabbos, which was Zion Sivan. That's the most popular answer to all these Rayas. So Raya number 6. So Amrav Papa Toshma, I'll bring you another Raya from a Braisa. The Pasuk says Ve'yusumeilim ve'yavo kaladas b'nei Yisrael El Midbar Sin. The Pasuk says in b'chamisha asur yom l'chodesh hasheni, the 15th day of Iyar, v'osayom Shabbos haya. And that was the day that the Jewish people complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that they were hungry, was on Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he promised them that Hashem would give them man the next day. Tichsiv u'boker u'risem z'kvod Hashem. You're going to wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to do for you, that he's going to provide you with man. Uksiv sheshes yomim til ketuhu, and tomorrow is going to be the first of 6 consecutive days where you go and you collect the man. But on the, he continues that on Yom HaShabbos, on the 7th day, lo yebo, you're going to see that there's not going to be any man. So Shabbos only happened after 6 consecutive days of receiving the man. So that tells us that the first day the man came was on a Sunday. So the day that he promised them it would come was the previous day, was on a Shabbos. Umidechameser b'Iyar Shabbatah. So if that conversation happened on the 15th day of Iyar, and the 15th day of Iyar was on a Shabbos, and Iyar is a Chodesh Chaser, so until the end of the year, there were 2 full weeks. Reish Yarchad Sivan Chad B'Shabbos. It would turn out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan will turn out to be on a Sunday. So Kasha the Rabbanim, that's a Kasha on the Rabbanim, because then it should turn out that Kabbalah Satara was on Zion Sivan and not Vav Sivan. Samilach Rabbanim, Iyar the Yishata Eburi Abruha. You have to say Iyar, that year they were Ma'aber, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Sivan was delayed until Monday. Amalir of Chavibi Mechazna'a, so Raya number 7, the Ravashi of Chavibi Mechazna'a, brought a riot to Ravashi, Toshima, Vayiba Chodesh Rishon Bashana Shenis, in the second year in the Midbar, Bechal Chodesh Hukama Mishkan, that in the first day of the first month in the second year, they erected the Mishkan. Vitana Osa Yom, Natal Eser Ataros. Then on that day, was the 10 crowns were taken. It means it was the first time for 10 different things. 10 different major halachos became operative on that day, aside for the Hakamas HaMishkan itself, which was a significant enough event in its own right. So Rishon LeMaaseh Bereishis, first of all, it was Sunday. Rishon LeNesiim, it was the first day of the Nesiim bringing their Karbanos. Rishon LeKehuna, it was the day the Avodas HaKarbanos were done purely by Kohanim and not by Bechorim, by anybody else. Rishon LeAvoda, it was the first day that of the Avoda that in the Migdash by the Karbanos Tzibur. Rishon LeYerida Se'esh, it was the first time that Esh came down min HaShemayim to the Mizbech. Rishon Achilas Kachim. It was the first time of eating Kachim in the Gvulim that the Torah has set, in where you're allowed to eat Kachim in the Machna Shechina, the Machna Levia, depending on Kachim Kalim. Rishon Lishkon Hashchina. It was the first day of Hashras Hashchina for Klal Yisrael. Rishon Levariches Yisrael. It was the first day that we had Birchas Kohanim. Rishon Lisra Bamos. The first day of Isra Bamos. Rishon Lechadashim. And it was in Chodesh Nisan. Umidresh Yachad Nisan Dehai Shatach Chad B'Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday that year, the Ishtakad, you worked backwards the previous year, Bar Baal B'Shabbos, who would turn out to have been on a Wednesday. Titania, the difference in days of the week between Shavuos one year and Shavuos the following year, between Rosh Hashanah one year and Rosh Hashanah the following year, that it's always going to be 4 days later in the week. And if it's a Shana Muberes, then it's a 5-day difference in terms of the days of the week. So Savle Resh Yarcha de Iyar Male Shabbata. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar turned out to have been on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Resh Yarcha de Sivan Shabbata. Rosh Chodesh Sivan would have been on Shabbos. Kasha Bein the Rabbi Yossi Bein the Rabbanan. That's a kasha on everybody, because the whole machlokas was whether Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday or Monday. Was Kabbalah Satorah on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan on that Shabbos? But if Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos, that would mean Kabbalah Satorah was on Ches Sivan. So that's way off. So it says, well, Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Ovud. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to say that that year they made 7 months that were Chaser. And that throws off the calculation of the 4-day difference from 1 year to the next in terms of the days of the week that the Yantav falls out on. And the Rabbanan, Shmona Chaserim Ovud. And you have to say that according to the Rabbanan, they made 8 months that were Chaser that year. So the difference between Pesach and Pesach was only a 2-day difference. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the first year was in fact Shishi B'Shabbos, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Sivan of that year was Sheni B'Shabbos. In fact, happened on a Monday. That's the only way to work out those calculations. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Raya number 8 at Tashema on the top of the page on Daf Pei Ches. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.